and how do we build back better? Because it's not about return to yesterday. There is no return to yesterday.
We will build back better from the COVID crisis. Better, stronger, with an answer to the many challenges New Zealand already faced. This is our opportunity.
An unprecedented opportunity. This is our chance.
To really build back better.
This is our moment to change the future for the better. We can't afford to miss it, because this window of opportunity won't be open for long.
We have a golden opportunity. We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves.
So let's use this window of opportunity and let's recreate a global framework which really is in line with the requirements of a society in the 21st century.
You've sold us out to globalism.
Okay.
You are not working for Canada. You are working for your globalist partners. I wonder how much they're paying you to betray Canada. What do we do with traitors in Canada, Mr. Trudeau? We used to hang them for treason. And you're doing that very same thing to us now. Okay. We know what you're doing.
This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset.
The Great Reset.
It's now a historical moment, a crucial moment to rebuild the future.
It is imperative that we reimagine, rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our world.
Building back better.
Hopefully we can just work on what we say, building back better.
Building back better out of COVID, there's huge opportunities for us.
Build back better. I like to say build back better.
We must first pass the budget resolution so that we can then pass the president's build back better agenda.
My build back better agenda?
We must build back better.
We're going to build it back better.
Build it back better.
Building back better.
Build back better.
Build back better.
Okay. I think they're done. The puppets and chiefs of all the countries. It's Thursday, September 16th, 2021. It's 8:35 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I come to you Sunday to Thursday at about 8:30 in the p.m., a little later today, a little longer walk. But in general, I come here and tell you today's COVIDian crisis news. And that's just about all we talk about these days, although still have an interest in 9/11, and it still does come up, and you'll see when I go through the blog how I have some interesting posts regarding controlled demolition, which, of course, is the main part of the magic trick on 9/11. It was the absolute best part of the whole show. And I found out some interesting things about controlled demolition in Canada from a demolition guy. And tonight might have a guest on. He's in the room, but he is not available to talk right now. But we will bring him on as soon as I hear a beep that he is available. In the meantime, hi guys, how you doing? Let's see, we've got Fakeologist.com/live if you want to tune in to our many platforms. It looks like we've got YouTube, we've got Facebook, DLive, Twitter, Twitch, and of course the famous FakeoTube. FakeoTube is my own video platform, and that's where I put my favorite videos. And I got on a bit of a hot streak today. There were quite a few great videos from some various websites that I found. And what do we got? Here's this remix guy out of Australia. Man, he's really targeting this Dan Andrews, who's the premier of Victoria State. He looks like Beaker here. Anyone remember Beaker? Beaker was a Muppet. I'll just show you in case you didn't know who Beaker was. I just look at this guy, and there's Beaker. Looks pretty much like this guy. No? Similar? Speaker? I think so. Listen to this remix. It's great. Remix Matrix. Fantastically talented guy.
Everybody right to go? Thanks for joining us for the Daily Update. First things first, some of you may know that I've been in an intimate relationship with Gladys for some time. I'm saddened to have to update you that I had some text exchange with Gladys this morning, and it was very clear between her and I that the relationship that we previously had is gone. I still love you, Gladys. I can't stand here and pretend that it's over because I desperately, desperately want her. But surely I deserve better than this. Having come this far, having built this thing that is so precious but fragile, you can't just, you know, we can't just stop. We can't give up. I don't like rejection. I don't like loneliness and that sense of isolation. Please, let's just fix it. Let's just fix it. I am very, very, very sad because I live in Melbourne and she doesn't. And if she's watching this, I just like to say, Gladys, I wish I could touch you and be with you forever. Why would she leave me? Is there another man? No, it's my fault. Why would anyone want to spend time with me? I am not fun. I am very boring. I'm just a big, stupid nobody. I don't have any friends. I'm so, so alone. Now I know how Daryl and McGuire feels. Come on, Dan. Suck it up, bitch. You can do better than Gladys. I will see you tomorrow.
Absolutely fabulous stuff. We have a premier in Ontario named Doug Ford. I call him Thug Ford. And I'm wondering if we have any talent here in Ontario that can do a mashup like that. So here's a call out to all those in Ontario. I think it's time to get Thug Ford and get him mashed up because he says a lot of stupid things. And you don't really have to say any stupid things. You just have to have a super uber talent like this guy does to splice it all together. So heads up, or hats off rather, to that guy. Now I can't get into my phone console tonight, so you can still try and get through, but I don't think the queue is working. But I'm not sure. Okay, this is the most interesting story of the day, and it's the last one I posted on fakeologist.com/blog, and I often modify the headline of my post just to make it more interesting, but this one I just left intact. Local Detroit TV asked for stories of unvaxxed dying from COVID. Unvaxxed dying from COVID. And they get over 180,000 responses of vaccine injured and dead instead. And when I last looked a couple hours ago, there were 204,000 comments. It's crazy. I can't even believe it's still up there. You'd think they would have deleted it. But this was put up on September 10th at 3:40, so it was actually a week ago. And here are the comments. Let's just check the newest ones. This is crazy. The newest ones from a minute ago. And 207,000 comments shared 188,000 times. I really hate Facebook. Let's just make this smaller. God almighty. I just want to read the comments. Let's read the comments. Is there any way to blow up the comments? Let's see here. I guess you have to read the comments in this really skinny column here. But almost, I from what I understand, look at that. This is the worst interface. This person, I'm just here for the ratio, 913 replies. Come on now. I had 2 Pfizer vaccines. I now have a rare urinary retention problem. Oh God. I have had to be catheterized several times. I'm now in pull-ups and heavy duty pads. I have a brother who didn't get vaccinated. Isn't an ICU? Oh, okay. This person's playing both sides here. The problem is you don't know which comments are real or not. It doesn't matter what side you're on. But I think the best way to get evidence that something's happening is to literally, you have to just do your own poll and find out. But my dad flatlined after his second dose of Moderna. No, I lost two. Some of these comments are, no, but I lost a vaccinated one. No, we were all fine, but almost lost one of my vaccinated members. Will you be doing any stories of the people that overcame COVID and have antibodies? What about those vaccinated loved ones that were lost? Not mention there is no guarantee who wasn't vaccinated would have survived, blah, blah, blah. It's been about 2 weeks after the second shot for me. You could go on, but this is a hell of a response. Lost my mom 10 days after she got the second Pfizer shot. She couldn't swallow or talk. Wow. 18-year-old who had a heart attack. Wow, it just goes on and on. Can you imagine going through 204,000 comments? It's crazy. Or how about, have you lost someone vaccinated? Directing a narrative much. Crazy, huh? My uncle suffered a stroke due to blood clots. Yeah, the blood clot, that to me would be one of the worst things. You get a blood clot in your artery to your brain or to your lung or to your heart. It's game over. But yeah, I thought this was a really fascinating post, and it's... what can you say? Even if you don't believe that there is... Even if you don't believe that... even if you do believe in the vaccine, to see this number of negative responses and to know that the upside is almost nothing except to ameliorate some cold conditions, you got to be out of your mind to take this thing. And I guess most people, I really wonder what the percentage is of people that aren't taking it. I want to know how many get the first shot and then they have a waiting period and then they do a bit of research because they might not have felt well. And then they don't take the second shot. One of the problems is when we are doing our research here is we forget that most people, they don't do research. They don't do any of this stuff. So this is, we're in our echo chamber where we know what's going on. We really know what's happening. But man, oh man. If you're just coming to the internet for the first time to check in and try and figure out what's going on, you're in for the shock of your life. And that's why we've always said since the beginning of this that this is a race between the Great Awakening and the Great Reset. That is for sure. Okay, who do we got tonight? We have... let's see if we got any comments. No comments tonight. Got five people on the stream. Sometimes I wonder if it's even working. We can check our... Let's just load some comments here. Let us go to... I wanted to get this... For some reason I'm on a bit of a Bill Gates bender. I wanted to get some of his more annoying... quotes. Obviously, he's not really in the media as much anymore after his divorce, whether that's real or not, but they basically phased him out. So he's, I don't think he's been, I think he did more harm than good, but some of his quotes and between his quotes and his hand waving and his constant guffawing and giggling and almost a joy he got from speaking. about the quaxine and about his plan, I think he was doing more harm than good. Now, here's a quote that I was looking for. It wasn't too hard to find.
In my lifetime, this will be the greatest economic hit. But you don't have a choice. People act like you have a choice. People don't feel like going to the stadium.
Back in, I remember I had some whiny nieces or a whiny nephew. He'd always say, don't. And that's exactly the sound that Bill Gates makes. He's just sort of like a whiny little brat, the kind of guy you'd lock in a high school locker.
People act like you have a choice. People don't feel like going to the stadium when they might get infected. You know, it's not the government who's saying, okay, just...
Did any of you guys ever think that Bill Gates, the computer idiot with your lousy Windows software, would be the man of the year gaslighting the public? There's no way I could have predicted this, but I guess in the last few years, maybe last 5 or 10 years, when he started wandering around the earth, poisoning people and promoting his eugenics, I guess maybe we could have got a clue there. But to think that he'd be the top spokesman in the whole world in 2020 to 2021, who would have thunk it?
Just ignore this disease, and, you know, people are deeply affected by seeing these deaths, by knowing they could be part of the transmission chain, and, you know, old people, their parents, their grandparents could be affected by this. Their parents, their grandparents could be affected by this. And so you don't get to say, ignore what's going on here. There will be the ability, particularly in rich countries, to open up if things are done well over the next few months. But for the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
The entire population.
I just thought that was a really good... That was just a line that has been burned into my skull for the last... just for the last year, I guess it's been. I think that came out in April 2020. That hit piece. Billy Gates, he's a memorable one. Daniel Andrews is a memorable personality. Just these guys are just drive you nuts. Justine Trudeau, another annoying figure. These are the people of our times. Sad, really. Okay, so I played the Great Reset, Build Back Better. The comment I wanted to mention there is just the incredible synchronicity, the synchronization of the message across the Western world. I guess they expected us to pick up on this because obviously we have the tools to get media from all over the place and share it. I guess they're shameless about it. It doesn't bother them that the message is so synchronized. And I guess maybe they're kind of happy that they don't have to do all the talking. We can get our message from Australia. We know it's coming to a area near us, so it doesn't hurt that we can get all these messages from the UK, Australia. It's to their advantage. Now, I'm not sure if I posted this before. Put on your mask, COVID. Here's a Project Runway, which is obviously sort of one of these so-called reality shows from 2019. And what do you think of this predictive programming? On FakoTube. Why can't we hear it? The person's name is COVID. That's really hard to hear. COVID is the person's name. Whether it's a male or female, it's hard to tell. And as they approached it, please put on your mask. And there were sort of a reddish red and black. Reminds you of... the red plushie that they used as a mascot. So that's what I would call predictive programming. Now, I got a lot of these clips off Sindori's BitChute channel. This guy, or girl, whoever it is, they a lot of these people on BitChute are amassing really good videos doing what I do on FakoTube on a BitChute channel. And BitChute is just not a good place to discover stuff. You really have to find someone good and follow them and then try and keep track of the videos you've seen and haven't seen. But here's another. Here's a pretty good one. The graphical representation of what's going on. This is us over here, us truthers, trying to lure the masses to our side by going on to the facts to bridge the gap. Pretty good graphical musical interpretation. All right, not too bad. Arms wide open, break the divide. Let's actually see if that's trending. Let's do a search for that hashtag. Arms wide open. Arms wide open. Anyone looking at that? Is that a hashtag that's trending? I know my hashtag's not trending. Let's see. Arms wide. Not really. No, not really. Doesn't look too... No, doesn't look like too many people are doing that one there. Just see if my phone lines are, the website is down. Wow, that's pretty interesting. My website, my phone website host is down. I've never seen that. That's a big problem. All right, going back to the blog. Another good video I pulled out here. I think I've pulled different versions of this before, but I'll play it for you now. I have a lot of Kerry Mullis on my site.
What is it? What is it about humanity that wants to go to all the details and stuff and listen? You know, these guys like Fauci get up there and start talking. You know, he doesn't know anything really about anything, and I'd say that to his face. Nothing. The man thinks you can take a blood sample and stick it in an electron microscope, and if it's got a virus in there, you'll know it. He doesn't understand electron microscopy, and he doesn't understand medicine, and he should not be in a position like he's in. Most of those guys up there on the top are just total administrative people, and they don't know anything about what's going on the bottom. You know, those guys have got an agenda, which is not what we would like them to have, being that we pay for them to take care of our health in some way. They've got a personal kind of agenda. They make up their own rules as they go. They change them when they want to. And they smugly, like Tony Fauci, does not mind going on television in front of the people that pay his salary and lie directly into the camera. You can't expect the sheep to really respect the best and the brightest. They don't know the difference, really. I mean, I like humans, don't get me wrong, but basically there's a vast majority of them do not possess the ability to judge who is and who isn't a really good scientist. I mean, that's a problem. That's a main problem, actually, with science, I'd say, in this century, because science is being judged by people. Funding is being done by people who don't understand it. Okay, who do we trust? Fauci? Fauci doesn't know enough to, you know. If Fauci wants to get on television with somebody who knows a little bit about this stuff and debate him, he could easily do it, because he's been asked. I mean, I've had a lot of people, president of the University of South Carolina, ask Fauci if he'd come down there and debate me on the stage in front of the student body, because I wanted somebody who was from the other side to come down there and balance my, because I felt like, well, these guys can listen to me, but I need to have somebody else down here that's going to tell me the other side. But Fauci didn't want to do it.
Yeah, who knows what happened to him? Another mystery that will go unsolved. I don't know if anyone's done any digging to see if there is an SSDI record or any real death certificate. I don't even know where he allegedly died. But the timing couldn't have been better. Now, here's another video from the past that I decided to archive from April 19th, 2020. And nothing has changed from what the Chicago Director of Public Health has said.
I just want to be clear in terms of the definition of people dying of COVID. So the case definition is very simplistic. It means at the time of death, it was a COVID positive diagnosis. So that means that if you were...
And by the way, of course, there is no test for COVID. It's just a PCR amplification process of your existing exosomes. That's all it is.
In hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if, technically, if even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, pretty much explains
it. Every summer, I try to do a
little. Oh, man, he comes on. God. He's everywhere. Here is a Star Trek clip. Yeah, Star Trek. Truth in the movies, lies in the news. And listen to this and apply it to today. The chaos today.
It would appear that the entity wants us alive. Why? So we can fight? And fight and keep coming back for more like some bloody Colosseum? What's next, the roar of crowds?
Perhaps human and Klingon psychologies and combat capabilities are being tested by an alien with designs on both powers.
Gentlemen, if we are pawns, you're looking at one who is extremely sorry.
I understand, Doctor. I, too, felt a brief surge of racial bigotry. Most distasteful.
Let's...
Spock was a great actor. Leonard Nimoy. He was unbelievable. Obviously the star of the show.
Find the alien. You come with us. Maybe we can prove to you that it exists.
Captain Kirk always got the alien. Always a hot alien.
From sick bay?
I release myself.
Then get back to sick bay.
Not on your life, sir. I'm fit and ready for action. Cleans almost hit me at once, and I'm not even the score.
I order you to get
I've
back.
Got my orders. I'm obeying orders. Kill the Cleons. It's them or us, isn't it?
Kill them!
Fascinating. During Lieutenant Johnson's emotional outburst, his expression of hatred and lust for vengeance, the alien's life energy level increased. When the lieutenant became unconscious, the alien lost energy.
It subsists on the emotions of others.
This one appears to be strengthened by mental radiations of hostility, violent intentions.
It exists on the hate of others.
To put it simply. And it has acted as a catalyst, creating this situation. In order to satisfy that need, it has brought together opposing forces, provided crude instruments, in an effort to promote the most violent mode of conflict.
And kept numbers and resources balanced, so that it can maintain a constant state of violence. It's got to have a vulnerable area. We've got to get rid of it.
then all hostile attitudes on board must be eliminated. The fighting must end, and soon.
Oh, we're a doomed ship, traveling forever between galaxies, filled with eternal bloodlust, eternal warfare. Kang has got to listen. We've got to pool our knowledge and get rid of this thing.
Of course, it's a perfect metaphor for the powers that be that keep us divided and keep us fighting each other. All right, making huge structures disappear. I was looking for a demolition of using explosives in Unterrible, where I live. And this was a pretty good movie, video, actually. The videos I usually watch at Controlled Demolition Incorporated in the U.S., Phoenix, Maryland, to be precise. Phoenix, by the way, I think is just a crossroads outside of Baltimore. I don't even think it's a real township or anything. It's just, I think they just named a post office box Phoenix just so they could get the name and create the imagery around them. Maybe it's the only business in Phoenix, Maryland. You should look that up. Let me just look that up. Businesses in Phoenix, Maryland. Anything? Phoenix is considered a small town with a population of zero and 794 businesses. Could I have been right about this? Wow. Two in 2018 were added to the Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Business Directory, which was less than 2017, which had seven. So they have 794 businesses in Phoenix, Maryland. Interesting, but nobody lives there. That's interesting. But obviously the most famous one is, let's see, construction and contractors. To me, it's CDI. Is it in here? Where is it? I guess they're not in art. That's strange. Interesting. Newest members. In Phoenix, Maryland. Okay, it's not under construction prod. Featured businesses. Okay, I digress. Getting back to the blog. This was controlled demolition of a mine in Sudbury, the nickel capital of the world, I think. And they used a couple of terms that I'd never really heard of. I've never watched a well-narrated video on demolition before. But one of the things they did do before they exploded a tower was pull some of the tower down, some of the surrounding towers down. And that's where the term pull it comes from, because they literally cut the legs from underneath the structure and then use cables and backhoe equipment to pull the structure down. So that's where maybe Lucky Larry got the term pull it from. The other thing that I found is they use quite a bit of torching to weaken and hobble the structure. And one of the torchmen said in this piece, torchmen are the first to arrive and the last to leave. And I don't know if you remember, but one of the big rabbit trails they created around the World Trade Center was the molten metal. Well, here's your molten metal. This is what happens when you're busy torching metal, steel beams. You get molten metal. It's pretty simple. So that's the very simple explanation of the hot, molten, smoldering metal around 9/11.
It'll definitely be nice to see it come down. It'll be quite a show. the torching is interesting because it's one of the first things that you need to do to get a building down, and one of the last things before you leave site. So it's kind of the longest part of the job. You're the first one to arrive normally and the last one to leave.
There you go.
Well, it is a high-risk environment, and size of the project that's going on, it makes it a lot harder, and everybody's trained and qualified to do what they're doing.
This is a great day, a really big day. We've been looking forward to this for quite some time. It's a big, tall steel structure above a concrete iron ore bin. It's not attached to headframe number 9. However, it is abutting to the headframe number 9. So today we are pulling a section that sits 95 feet above the ground. And from the 95-foot mark, it goes to 170-foot mark, and we have about 1,500 tons of steel.
Keeping everyone safe is paramount on pulls like this. On the morning of the drop, everyone involved convenes for a safety briefing.
Well, guys, today's the day. The plan will be to hook everyone up. We're going to put some tension on the cables. We want to make sure you guys have your booms out just a little bit. Once we start tracking, first we'll give a 1-minute air horn warning, another 2 blasts at 10 seconds, and then one solid one when we start pulling. Once you guys start pulling, don't stop till the building's on the ground. Stay off the radio unless you're asked to.
So there you go. There's the pulling term.
If there's anything that deviates from this plan, we stop immediately.
Pretty interesting if you want to understand how the World Trade Center towers came down. Okay. I was listening to a regular podcast today, and they were talking about ivermectin and the dialectic between the Quaxine and the ivermectin treatment. Of course, they don't care what you're arguing about, because if you're asking the wrong questions, they don't care about the answers. But the thing that came up in the discussion was one of the inventors of ivermectin, that person's name was Satoshi Omura. And I thought, wait a second. Marcus and I were talking about the fictional Satoshi Nakamoto. And that was supposedly the person that invented Bitcoin, the world's first cryptocurrency. That got me thinking, I'm not sure if Satoshi is a very common Japanese name, but I wanted to know what it meant, so I looked that up. And this was just a submission from Pennsylvania. Who knows who put that in? And they said that Satoshi means clear thinking, quick-witted, and wise. So the idea that ivermectin, now, I heard on the No Agenda show, maybe one or two shows ago, last week, that John C. Dvorak, the host of the show, called William C. Campbell up. He said he just looked him up in the phone book, which I didn't know there were phone books. So maybe an online phone book, which, again, most cell phones are not listed, and most people have cell phones now. Most people that I know don't have a landline. Anyhow, John called William C. Campbell, and he's an old, I think he was in his 90s, 90-something, 6. And I think he's still on the Merck payroll. Merck, obviously, is one of the biggest drug corporations in the world, Big Pharma. And I'm not sure that John got any info out of William C. Campbell. But John never mentioned that the Nobel Prize for inventing ivermectin, which is obviously the drug du jour, was the co-inventor with Satoshi Omura. It just seemed to me that what are the chances that they might make up these stories, these characters that are supposedly responsible for inventing some of the most famous things in the world, like Bitcoin and ivermectin. Definitely, if there's a drug of the year that you can't have, at least in the Western world, and they've done their best to discredit it and link it to animals and deworming and horses. It just seemed odd that Satoshi came up twice in the last week. And I like to look for patterns, but just made me think that there's something more to it, and maybe it's just some kind of fictitious character. But the military or the institutions they make it up. Now, as you know, I'm a fan of Chris Sky. Maybe one day he'll do the show. But every single time I watch him, he'll drop a piece of truth that I may not have heard before, or I only heard maybe in passing once or twice. And let's see if I can find
Keep
it here.
Next. Look at the central bank website, the Canadian Central Bank. There's a job offer right now. Architect for a central bank digital currency. So now they're going to tell you that cash is dirty. Cash is a vector for transmission. Cash must be eliminated. So now they can merge a digital ID with your digital Vax pass with your digital wallet. And what happens? If you're not up to date on your shots, every day you look at your little app, it's going to say you have 3 weeks left of your fully jabbed status, and then you're going to lose your fully jabbed status. So you need your next booster. And if you miss that booster, even by a day, boom, you can't access your wallet. Boom, you can't access your ID, and you're completely shut off from society. And what's the fourth step and final step? It's called the Chinese Social Credit Score. And I was just sent a document to me by the Toronto Police themselves, active duty Toronto Police, sent me a document, and it was entitled Prepping Canada's Businesses for China's Social Credit System. So what do you think is going to happen after they get our businesses used to the social credit system? They're going to do it to the rest of us. And once you have all four of those things, digital ID, digital Vax Pass, digital currency, and social credit score, they control every aspect of your life from cradle to grave. And then here's the best part. Nobody knows this, and nobody's talking about this. Guess what they're going to do when they have you on a digital currency and they control everything else? They're going to make it so your digital currency expires in your account. So you have no choice but to spend your money. So you will never be able to save. You will never be able to get ahead. You will never be able to accumulate wealth. And more importantly, you will never be able to accumulate power to challenge them. That is what this has all been about since day one. And if you really want to get creeped out, China owns TikTok. Everybody knows this. I was on TikTok for about 4 weeks before I got completely banned off TikTok, to the point where you can't even write the words Chris Sky and try to post anything. It will just not allow it. And if you even search the words Chris Sky, it will give you a community guidelines violation warning. So why the hell would China care so much about me talking about what's going on in Canada?
So that was the main thing I wanted to point out, the expiring currency. You won't be able to accumulate anything. I thought that was fascinating. I've heard it before, but the way Chris brings truth, it really whacks you on the head. I thought that was really, that was quite something, to be honest. And the guy's a dynamo. He's got more energy than I do, for sure. I know he's younger, but man, he just packs the truth every single appearance. Crazy. Now, if you were bothered like I was by Biden's speech last week, it was just off the charts, super, super creepy. And there's no doubt that the big prize is the U.S. to bring it down to its knees and put it in the New World Order straitjacket that I suppose inevitably it was going to happen anyhow. And one of my favorite commenters, as I was listening to Joe Biden speak, I was thinking about the Quash, this legal man guy. I thought, man, this Joe Biden is so far off the mandate of the federal bureaucracy. And he's getting so many things wrong, saying the president's supposed to protect the people. No, you're supposed to protect the Constitution. And luckily, Legal Man did a show on this. And I'll play a bit. If you haven't heard Legal Man, you should really listen to this guy.
This is an after-hours episode of The Quash. We are not responsible for any offense taken. Just a minute. I'm coming.
FBI, open up!
Just a minute. Hello, everybody. This is Legal Man. Welcome to the show. It's going to be a good episode. It runs long, way long. I attempt to get through some of that Biden speech, but it's just so insane, I could hardly get through any of it. It is definitely an after-hours kind of show because I really can't keep my cool. It's just too close at this point. It's too soon. And it was so insane. And people that don't know me, I'm a lawyer, practiced for more than 30 years. And I'm America's most trusted and beloved lawyer because I lay it on the line and I tell people the truth and it makes their head explode. I'm also a self-certified master practitioner. I gave myself that award almost 20 years ago for figuring out what a load of bullshit the law is. And so I want to warn everybody, if you don't like harsh language, you need to shut the show off now because I just don't want to hear about it. Okay, let's go ahead and get going. Well, I decided I'm going to do a show. I don't know how far I'll get into this speech without just shutting it off because I was so pissed off. But the show's going to run over because the speech itself was 30 minutes that Biden gave. And it was so incredible. I was in my office and I flipped over to the stupid Joe Biden Twitter feed while I was working and I turned it on and just listened to it. And I was so shocked at the fact that this country is at a point where somebody who claims to be a leader can speak to people openly like that with absolutely no concern about any kind of consequences. And that this kind of insane 1984-ish speech where they're intentionally inciting the people to hate other people and to fear them through this fake science and threatening to shut people down. It was just, the entire speech was incredible. And I listened to a little bit of talk radio crap this morning, a little bit last night, and it's always the same. They always avoid the realities, and they always want to continue to keep people on the reservation. They are the worst double agents for Marxism and this fucking huge government takeover. Always the same. I had a caller in the morning, was calling in. He was pissed. He wants basically to rise up. But since that...
Anyway, that's Legal Man, the Quash. Really good show, and he really knows his stuff. Mostly he rags on the constitutionalists that are fake constitutionalists on right-wing talk shows in the U.S. So take a listen to him. Definitely worth it to be on your rotation. All right, I'm almost done tonight. I guess my guest is not going to make it, which is fine. We did Satoshi, did Chris Guy, Biden, Tim Truth. Yep, Tim Truth is always worth a listen. Tim Truth was doing another good show today on Australia mostly, I believe. And he's on Odyssey. He's on many platforms. I wanted to get Tim Truth on because he's got a website called Group Discover. That's his own software. And I think you have to pay to be on it, which I'm not thrilled about. I'm not quite sure how it works.
So welcome, everybody.
I was hoping you could show
me. Hope you're having a good day so far. It is late Wednesday night, actually, early in the morning on Thursday. And we're going to do our weekly float stream. So float.app is the sponsor. I'll talk about them in a second. And we have a lot to cover. Today is going to be all about Australia. All about Australia. Since it's midday in Australia and it's kind of the middle of the night where I'm at. So I figured that would be a good idea. There's a ton to cover concerning Australia, concerning Victoria. We even have some stuff from Northern Australia as well. Of course, Gladys is up to her usual shenanigans, and we'll cover that in addition. So let's start with this. This weekend, there's an International Freedom Day, a big protest, people demanding freedom from their captors. We have insane psychopaths holding the reins of power right now, controlling the police forces, controlling the militaries, controlling the media, controlling the governments, controlling the entertainment, the religions. It's a new world order. I truly believe that's what they mean when they say new world order. I call it Mr. Cage. Media, religion, corporations, academia, governments, and entertainment. So there's a big protest scheduled this weekend, and of course, the tyrants can't have that. They can't have people seeing how much popular support there is against their narratives, popular support for freedom. And they hate that because they want to gaslight us all. They want to tell us everybody is fine with this tyranny. Everybody is fine with the loss of liberty. And nothing could be further from the truth. So look at how Victoria police are handling what's happening with the protest. This is out of Nine News Melbourne, which is MSM in...
Anyway, listen to Tim. He's got a great radio voice, great delivery. He will deliver the news to you. He lines up all kinds of tweets, as you can see on the top of his screen, and bit shoots. Really good stuff. Really well worth a listen. Tim Truth. All right. I've covered my blog.
Australia. Breaking.
Just go over to FakoTube and see if there's anything else I can play before I sign out. Not really. Yeah, I've got pretty much everything covered. This is something I put on moreab.fakeologist.com. Take a look at this Joe, demented old pedo. I don't know when this was from. I guess it's recent because he's looking really old. He is just, he's put there to make us completely despise the elected or selected leadership. I think that's his point. And take a look at this video. It's just too bizarre. He knows that people are wise to him, and they pointed out a million times how he's touchy-feely and how it's offensive, but he just keeps going with it.
It's like some school. How cool is this, right, Miguel?
Look at this guy.
Why couldn't I go to a school like this? I mean, it's just beautiful. I love the mural. I mean, everything is just, I love this school. Anyway, Mayor Bowser and Chancellor Farabee, you know, thank you for joining us as well. And for families across the country.
Now, where does he think he's going? You gotta go, you gotta go.
Creepy Joe. That's Creepy Joe. I thought that was a pretty good video. And, yeah, who knows which way things are gonna go. It's a crapshoot. But Joe Biden, I don't know if he's gonna last the year. It's a hard call. All right, well, wow, it's already an hour. I've been going on for just about an hour. So we're going to end it tonight a little early. Now, show notes. Let's take a look at the live show schedule at the top here. And we're on page 2, so let me bring this up. Tomorrow is the Friday audio chat, FRAC. Benoit is going to be on tomorrow at 1600 hours Eastern. And then Saturday morning, FART 2.0 at 0400 hours Eastern Daylight. They're both going to be on fake11.com radio 2. I spelled that wrong. Now, Sunday, I don't think I'm going to do a show Sunday. And I don't think I'm going to do on Monday. So I'm going to be off for a couple of days. I have things to do. But we should be back Tuesday of next week. So a bit of a break. Life does go on. I want to wrap a few things up because 922, we're told that Ontario is going to bring in a vax passport. And that is going to be a real potential pain in the butt for people of Ontario. So I want to get a few things in order before that insane system starts. And that is going to be a week yesterday. And who knows how badly that is going to disrupt everything in Ontario. I think it'll start with a very rocky start. I'm really hoping people just say no, like Chris says. But nobody knows what's going to happen. It's going to be very challenging. Very challenging indeed. That, therefore, I have to prepare. And I need those couple days before that day just to make sure everything, all my ducks are in a row. So hopefully everyone else in Unterrible is also taking heed, because no one knows what's going to happen. But it's not going to be in any way helpful to life in general. They're just sticking sticks in the spokes of a bike, and we're just witnessing the controlled demolition of the way things are done, which is what they wanted. They want to reset the money. As Chris says, they want to confiscate property. They want to bring the prosperous middle class, who I guess they don't think are as productive as they used to be because they have too much. They want to bring them down to lower middle class, is my guess. And I don't know how they're going to redistribute wealth, but the central bank digital currency will have a lot to do with it. So if you ask me, this is the downside and the danger of tyranny, of centralization of everything, currency, technology, media. When you centralize everything and make the corporations bigger than most governments, then and transfer the power to them, and most corporations are not democracies, they're not hindered and encumbered by all those getting everyone's opinions. They're so convenient for the elite that own these major corporations or direct them that they can make a undemocratic, dictatorial, totalitarian economy. Kind of what China is. And there's no disputing the incredible growth, the incredible rate that they can do things in China, because if you don't ask anyone for their opinion, you just do it. Now, they have made some mistakes, and we watched the controlled demolition of that super planned city, wherever that was. I guess they call them the ghost cities. And they waited 8 years before they finished the city, and then they realized, I guess, that every trend was going against the central planners, so they decided to control demolition 8 or 16 big condo buildings, apartment buildings. So centralization isn't perfect, that's for sure. But it's the system they want to bring in because it's the most efficient when you don't have to ask people what you're doing, what to do, when you don't have to bring in other people's opinions. So I'm pretty sure that's what they're bringing in here. You know, all the back and forth that, oh, this area is not locking down, this area is opening up. It's just all part of the simulation. They just want to show the contrast in the simulation as to what would happen if you didn't have these draconian public health rules. Nothing worth saying is changing the schedule. This is too well organized. And as I've said to many people who want to know when this is going to end, there's just too many people, the majority, that buy into the lie. And this is not going to end until people realize the central core of this lie. That's the problem. Now, let me just, looks like we got another Chris Sky video. So let me play this one, because this might be useful information, actually. So we'll bring up Telegram. Take a peek at this. Let's see what Chris has to say. So this is as it happens info. He put this up half an hour ago. Let's see.
Okay, guys, I finally have the answer to the questions you've all been asking. So I'm going to post a link underneath here. So if you're facing wrongful dismissal from your school or your job, click the link below. My friends have created notices of liability. You print them out, the one that pertains to your situation, and you serve the people who are giving you a hassle. This now puts the ball in their court and forces them to have to take action rather than you to have to take action. So click the link. This is how you start the fight back against the Vax Pass.
Okay, let us take a look at this before we go. It is called Ethics Over Fear. So let's look, ethicsoverfear.com. Thank you, Chris. You are not alone. Healthcare workers, this is the notice of liability. Interesting. Doctors, union presidents, for contractors coming shortly. Okay. Well, I'll just sign up for it. Why not? Why not? Let's see if we can take a look at one. Let's look at university students. Notice of liability. Interesting. I guess just lots of evidence, proof. I don't know. That's interesting. I don't know if this will do the trick. Seems reasonable. Got Kerry Mullis in there, Portuguese court. These are all the things that we've followed over time. I've seen this before. They must have adapted it from someone else doing this. Seems reasonable. Okay, well, I'll put this in the show notes, so if anyone wants to look at it. Okay, I didn't share that screen. Let me bring that up real quick so you can take a look. Here we go. We'll bring it up and you can look at this. Go to the top. Notice of liability. Does it say that these people have to pay you if they do decide to inject you? Therefore, I hereby notify you that I will hold you personally liable for any financial injury and or loss of my chosen career. Also, an unalienable right if you use duress, coercion, or discrimination against me based on my decision not to participate in the COVID-19 experimental treatments. Interesting. Doesn't say how much they'll hold them liable for. Yeah, and even though they may have been approved by the FDA, or maybe they're not under emergency use authorization, these trials have to go on till at least 2025 or 2030. So I would say the trial is not going to be over for a long time just based on past vaccinations. So interesting. All right. Well, that's a good link. I'll put that in the show notes. All right, guys, it is September 16th, 2021. It's 9:35 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. I'm going to sign off now. Don't forget the blog, fakeologist.com/blog. Don't forget fakotube.com. And also, don't forget Fakeologist Forums. fakeologist.com/forums2. And we have a Discord as well, fake11.com/discord. We have a Telegram, fake11.com/telegram. And we're on Twitter, fake11.com/twitter1. And YouTube, fake11.com/YouTube1 and YouTube2. All right, I'm not getting the comments coming in tonight, although I see them. I guess the comments weren't coming in properly tonight, so who knows what's going on with the comments, but I see them now. Yeah, I know what you mean, Marcus. Now, I can see the comments on the screen, but I can't see them in the normal spot. This is annoying. Yeah, who knows what Rocco Galati's all about. All right, guys, have a good night, and we will see you on the weekend. Make sure you come out. Take care. Bye-bye.